This research release develops bilateral deficiency, a residual satisfiability parameter motivated by an earlier evidence-press candidate counterexample to the TX Graffiti conjecture 15/3. That parent release exhibited a connected cubic graph on 50 vertices whose independent domination number is 16, while its minimum maximal matching number is 15. Bilateral deficiency is defined through partial assignments of Boolean formulas. A variable may remain undecided only when both its positive and negative forms still appear in the surviving clauses. The parameter minimizes the difference between surviving clauses and undecided variables. The manuscript gives it an intrinsic residual interpretation and proof of a size-preserving correspondence with independent dominating sets in a formula graph. It also develops algebraic operations, a solution polynomial identity, connections with MaxSat, and a clause-width-sensitive complexity boundary. The main graph theoretic result applies to finite simple regular graphs equipped with a dominating induced matching, abbreviated DIM. In that class, bilateral deficiency exactly measures the difference between the independent domination number and the minimum maximal matching number. The candidate gives a constructive upper bound and builds connected cubic DIM families whose gap grows linearly. The resultant density of 1 part in 72 is sharp only for this amplifier construction. The minimum order statement has the same essential qualification. The candidate proves that 50 vertices is minimum among cubic graphs admitting a dominating induced matching for which independent domination exceeds minimum maximal matching. It does not claim minimum order among all cubic graphs. Exact extremal constants, counterexamples outside the DIM class, and the classification of all order 50 extremizers remain open. The evidence package contains a 22-page manuscript, an 8-page reproducibility supplement, exact Python and C++ implementations, ordinary and optimized test runs, native and lean checks of 3 named finite certificate claims, and a lean proof of the finite terminal signature over all 6,561 partial assignments. It also includes producer-side cleanroom encoding validation, hashes, replay records, and an optional extended proof object. These checks support the identified finite propositions and implementation interfaces. They do not fully formalize the universal theory, imported theorems, compiler, or every bridge from files to propositions. The cleanroom validator was produced within the same workflow and is not independent reproduction. This remains an anonymous, unrefereed candidate. No journal submission, external specialist review, unaffiliated rerun, independent re-implementation, or editorial peer review has occurred. The parent release remains unchanged, and any later correction, review, formalization, or reproduction should appear as a separately identified record. This is an Evidence Press audio briefing, released on the 9th of August, 2026. The manuscript reproducibility package, certificates, and open follow-up problems are linked on this page. The audio uses an AI-generated voice and is not additional mathematical evidence.